Namaskar. Hello and welcome to P Guru's channel. I'm your host, Sri Iyer. Monday mornings are Rajagopalan time, and here he is. He's going to tell us a lot of scoops. I've actually stopped counting. There are so many scoops today that I don't even want to count. But I do want a small favor from all of you. Do like this video. And also, if you've not subscribed, please subscribe to this video because we would love to hear from you, especially Rajagopalanji goes through all our comments and he gives me very valuable feedback. He gets a lot of phone calls from you saying they like something, they didn't like something, everything, all everything under the sun. So Rajagopalanji, namaskaram and welcome to P Guru's channel.
Namaskaram. Today is Kartikai Deepam in Tamil Nadu, North India, Kritikai. Even last week, Mr. Yogi Adityanath, the Chief Minister of Uttar Pradesh, lit 25 lakh lamps in Ayodhya. Today, Tiruvannamalai, it's a very important function in South India. Yes. All Murugan temples will have Girivaram. All Murugan temples, Tennadodiyan Sivane Potri, Ennattavarthi Miraiva Potri, Sivane Potri, Om Namah Shivaya, that type of, you know, rhythms will rend the air. Apart from that, Mr. Iyer, today is also very auspicious because from tomorrow onwards in South India, especially in Andhra, Tamil Nadu, Kerala, and Karnataka, they lit lamp outside your house welcoming Lakshmi. So Lakshmi is important for not only for dabbu, money, kasu, paisa, whatever that, but one thing is very clear, Lakshmi also gives you a light, bright light.
Sir, there is Ashta Lakshmi, sir. There is Dhanya Lakshmi, Dhairya Lakshmi, Gada Lakshmi. There are so many Lakshmi.
So with that Lakshmi, we intend to pray deity Lakshmi so that she showers huge amount of prosperity to P Guru viewers, those who are following Sri Iyer and Rajagopalan, for that family. I am telling you, sir, just listen to this sloka for 2 seconds. This week will be, successful week for you. It is not astrology. It is not soothsaying. It is not numerology. It's only prayers. Rhythm. Lakshmim Shri Ramudra Radha Thaniyam Shri Ranga Kameshwari Tasi Bhuda Namasta Devanitam Lokai Kati Pankuram Shri Man Mandakarakshala Prabhi Bhavendra Gangadaram Tvam Trailokya Kudumbinim Sarasijam Vande Mukund, so Vande Mukunda Priyam. So this type of slokas, I am telling you, Mr. Iyer, our viewers will get prosperity, get a good news today. With that, we start our slokas and we have ended that. And, you know, it gives you a lot of immense 2 seconds prayers, which we have, you know, embedded in our view, audio, video, again. Very lot of calls I get. Appreciating our gesture, it is called our, prosperity for our viewers.
Very good, sir. And you are absolutely right, sir. And now let's take our teaser going. Here we go.
Good. Good. As usual, our salutations to Dr. Kanik for that wonderful music. Music and prayers go together in Sri Iyer's P Guru videos. So that is why we get lot of attraction and lot of viewership, sir.
Yes, sir. Thank you very much for those kind words. And now let us start going through stories one by one. Here we go. The first one is that the 2024 election, what is going to be the main, what they call mudda, or what will be the main thing that people will be discussing? Is it going to be milk and water? Previously, we've seen onions, tomatoes, and other things, vegetables, but this time it could be milk and water. Why do you feel so, Rajagopalanji?
The reason is, in Tamil Nadu, sir, the Avin milk controversy has erupted. The minister for milk, there is a special division in Tamil Nadu ministry created by Mr. M.K. Stalin. And the DMK's election manifesto was very straight. And they wanted to reduce the price of the milk, because during ADMK regime, the milk prices were soaring high. But Mr. M.K. Stalin, though he had a good intention, but his colleagues, his ministerial colleagues, let him down. Manoj Thangaraju had taken a fight with Mr. Annamalai on the milk price, on the milk production, etc. There is a big scam happening. If you remember, during 6-7 months ago, when Karnataka elections were held, Nandini milk was a big problem. And you know, Amul was overpowering on Nandini. So milk is an essential commodity. And in Tamil Nadu, Kerala, Andhra, Karnataka, even for that matter, Puducherry, milk is taking a center stage. The reason being, opposition are cut up with the government for supplying not in an orderly way. People are suffering not to get. There is a competition also between government-owned Avin and private producers. DMK government is also helping the private producers. Can you believe, sir, from Rajasthan and Delhi, the milk powder is being sent to Tamil Nadu. They mix it in a grind, in a machine, particular machine, and they mix cow milk. This type of, fraudulent activities are taking place. That is why BJP leader Annamalai has issued a strong statement stating that Mr. Manoj Thangaraju should resign. Similarly, in Karnataka, when Siddaramaiah was facing, he created a hue and cry for milk Amul. In Tamil Nadu also, Amul is coming. In Kerala, it's also taking shape. So my feeling is, in North India, it is tomato and onion. In South India, it is milk and water. Water crisis is looming large in Delhi, because Atish Shree, the Minister for Water Affairs in Delhi, has categorically stated last week, in Delhi, it is going to be worst summer 2024. But on the day of the summer peak period, elections will be held. Either Aam Aadmi Party will lose, or BJP will lose, or the public are not, voters are not keen on getting the blame game. They want water. They want milk. Even if they are ready to pay 1 rupee, 2 rupees extra, they want milk door supply. Milk is a perishable commodity. Water is, if you keep the water for more than 2-3 days, it starts to stink. So things are not good. Public, especially after 70 years of India's independence, 60 years of Congress rule and 10 years of BJP, 12 years, whatever that 17 years, even Mr. Narendra Modi's government, though they strategize Narmada water, Narendra Modi is good for big water dam, this Narmada between Madhya Pradesh and Gujarat, Tamil Nadu and Karnataka, Kaveri waters, Krishna and Tamil Nadu on Krishna waters, Andhra. So things are settling down, but not the public's drinking water is not. Har Ghar Nal Jal, the Prime Minister's popular program, the state governments are not implementing it properly. They put the tap, but there is no water. So my understanding, 2024 is not going to be fought on Hamas or Ukraine or Corona. It is going to be simply water, milk, tomato and onion.
Thank you, sir. Now we are talking about the Delhi Jal Board. Ashish Verma has stopped all funds to the Delhi Jal Board in August on the advice of the Chief Secretary. Atishi writes in her letter. However, a Delhi officer said Rs. 1,598 crores has been released to DJB in June. Sir, who is lying in this?
Aam Aadmi Party. They got into scam. Wherever they smell, there is a scam, because they want to win Lok Sabha election. With the liquor scam, they won Punjab. With the liquor scam, they wanted to win Himachal Pradesh. with the, you know, Jal Board scam, they want to win Haryana and neighboring states. But all over India, they spread their wings. 2024 is going to be difficult for Aam Aadmi Party because it's a party of fraudulent persons. That is what one BJP leader described in a tweet yesterday. So 2,000 crore rupees, even Delhi Jal Board releases, why it is not reaching the Delhi waters, you know, districts and chief engineers? Why? There is a big scam happening, sir. It has to be, you know, exposed, especially by Guru's channel, exposing that a big scam in Delhi Jal Board.
Sir, I wrote the book Rise and Fall of AAP, but I did not factor in the fact that AAP may have a lot of funding from Soros-like institutions, sir. These guys also have funding for that. And
Khalistanis, you know, Khalistanis from Canada, Australia, even during the, you know, ministerial position of the finance, Mr. Arun Jaitley in 2016 told me, sir, he showed me a paper also that, you know, how Khalistanis from Australia, Canada, America, they are Dubai, UAE, they are funding Aam Aadmi Party. It's a fraudulent party, sir. Aam Aadmi Party is an anarchist party. They are not here. That is why Narendra Modi is bloody, there is like a chur kar rahe.
Viewers, please don't mind the sound in the background. I think there is an adjacent flat of...
Correct. Sorry. Extremely sorry. You know, we have to factor in time. If it is night, it's day for you. It's day, night for... That is only today, sir. I requested them, but still there are 16 laborers working there. They are hammering there. Even my wife, who is unwell, he cannot sleep properly because of this. Sorry. Extremely sorry for that, sir.
No worries. No worries, sir. A high-pitched campaign by BJP for assembly elections in 5 states. Emergence of a new face among the regular crowd pullers such as PM Modi, HM Shah and UP CM Yogi. Sir, who is this new face, sir?
I will tell you, let that be a suspense for P Guru viewers, sir. BJP has adopted a strategy to take on the opposition. Especially the 5 state elections, 4 of them are direct contest between Congress and BJP. BJP introduced a new strategy. They brought in Hemanta Biswa Sarma, who is from Congress. He gives mouthful to Congress people, sir. Very effectively he does this, sir. That is why in 2024 also, Mr. Hemanta Biswa Sarma will be the face of BJP to take on Rahul Gandhi. Because well, if you remember, Hemanta Biswa Sarma exposed Rahul Gandhi about the PD, a dog, which yes, he was yes. giving a lot of massaging, etc. And that dog, you know, barked. Mr. Hemanta Biswa Sarma says, sir, I want to talk to you certain important personal affair concerning the party. Rahul Gandhi said, you tell me. He walked left and right, up and down, and he did not give attention. That was the breaking point of Mr. Hemanta Biswa Sarma. If a person of Rahul Gandhi's stature and caliber is so careless and he's so ignorant about what is happening, he is more interested in 16 PDs. That is why Asaduddin Owaisi also said, don't put that new dog named Nuri. It's a Muslim name. You change the name. So the new person for BJP 2024 and 2023 is Hemanta Biswa Sarma. That is what P Guru is proudly announcing. It's a scoop for P Guru viewers. Watch out P Guru's next episode where we are going to bring more on Hemanta Biswa Sarma, how he is close to Amit Shah. So the strategy of BJP is to create 3-4 Amit Shahs. Slowly. For that matter, you know, if you remember, Suvendu Adhikari in Kolkata, Annamalai in Tamil Nadu, Sanjay Bandi in Telangana, and Manohar Lal Khattar, though he is now aged, he was also propped up in 2012 and 13. So that is how the BJP is growing in its organization. Whereas Congress, each leader is deserting Congress. Congress Kali War. It has become like a, you know, Aspetoda Dabba, Perungaya Dabba, Hing Dabba.
Hing Dabba, even after the Hing is gone, the smell stays. That's what you're saying.
But Congress smell stays, but there is no Hing there. How long that Dabba can have that Hing?
Right. Very true, sir. Very true. Now let's take a look at what is happening with MuseClick.
More important, sir. This is more important. This is much more important. Delhi police has ignored a certain, you know, tips off, but they concentrated on Mr. You know, Singham, who has taken 80 crore rupees for MuseClick. You know, he invested close to 80 crores. What does it mean? The left party supporters in journalism, they were looting. Why no? In a short while, maximum a week's time, this MuseClick is going to explode. Especially new development in MuseClick probe, Delhi police is requesting information on five firms associated with Roy Singham, Neveli Roy Singham, who invested close to 80 crores. It's a huge amount, sir. And how did he get that 80 crores? From China. From which party? Huawei. And he's an agent of Huawei. And if you remember, a senior Congress leader who is a spokesperson and who is a general secretary was also indirectly working for Huawei. Do you know in 2008? That's a secret, sir. Slowly it's coming out.
Who was the person, sir? Who was the person, sir?
We won't name the name till Roy Singham names him.
Sir, one of the things that viewers should know is that Mr. Roy Singham, Neville Roy Singham, lives in Shanghai. That is his residence. He lives in Shanghai. He's a Chinese.
But he's an American citizen. Resident. He's an American citizen.
Yeah, but he lives there for a long time now.
Therefore, you know, they want to ensure that 2024, Mr. Narendra Modi should not get repeated. No hat trick. They want, like, you know, his scalp is empty. Similarly, Singham wants that India should also go off the hat. Rascals. They're all betrayers. They're all betrayers. Especially Congress is siding with Singham. And one Congress General Secretary who is very close to Singham had worked for Huawei. That is why the connection, sir. It is coming out. Mr. Mahesh Jethmalani is going to expose very soon, sir. If you go to the Twitter handle of Mahesh Jethmalani, you will know much more. No, we don't want to speak it out because Mahesh Jethmalani is a senior lawyer, son of Ram Jethmalani. He can fight the case, but not Rajagopal nor Sri Iyer because, you know, we cannot speculate. Mahesh Jethmalani speculates that. He put the name. He has put out the name. You can look into that, sir. Our viewers can.
Singham's father is a Sri Lankan national, sir. He's not even Indian.
Yes. Singham.
Why the heck do you want to go and poke your nose in India?
Because as we speculated in 2022 December, October, November, December, eight countries are after India. 2024, there are 15 countries in the world are going to polls. 2024 is going to change the political climate of the world, sir. India is one in South Asia. Pakistan and China, they are instigating a lot of regional political parties, including two from Tamil Nadu, three from Uttar Pradesh, two from Bihar. They want to finance them and finish BJP. So it's that is why during Ram Mandir opening, Mr. Uddhav Thackeray has speculated there is going to be a big show and there will be a negative campaign. BJP will win with that. So there are apprehensions. Once Ram Mandir is taking shape, this Singham will come with different. That is why Narendra Modi chopped off the, you know, those who are agents, spies of Singham, spies of China, including the Congress leaders, Rahul Gandhi and, you know, others. They talk about China, you know. Narendra Modi, cut liya.
Taxpayers find IT refund process more efficient. Modi magic. Survey shows 89% reported reduction in waiting time and 90% got automatic refunds. Sir, I know this has become automated, much easier now, simpler now than how it used to be before. I am a big taxpayer in India. I pay a lot of taxes. And yes, I am happy with the way the processing is being done. Sir, your talk. Over to you, sir.
Day before yesterday, I spoke to a senior official in CBDT, Central Board of Direct Taxes. He gave me a clarification, sir, very interesting one. Faceless tax refund system they have introduced. Suppose if they are assessing Sri Iyer in Delhi, the assessment will be down in Guwahati on internet, on email. That's what was that on web on your application.
Online. Online.
And a Madurai person assessment will be done in Kolkata. That is how Narendra Modi introduced a system. I do not know it is CIR who is tax filing the tax returns. And once the tax return formulations are 8 or 9 protocols are clear, you get the tax return very next day. It is also direct bank transfer, like farmers are getting, like fertilizer users are getting, even income tax payers are getting refunded. Why not our good friend P. Chidambaram adopt this strategy, sir? Why Nirmala Sitharaman is doing? Was he interested in some blackmailing or fraudulent approach? And why Nirmala Sitharaman is also not interested in blackmailing or fraudulent approaches? What is the difference between that? That is what Dr. Manmohan Singh's corrupt cabinet, including P. Chidambaram. That is why Narendra Modi's best cabinet with, a lot of fresh faces, including Madam Nirmala Sitharaman. That is the difference, sir. P. Guru, we should know.
Thank you, sir. Let's go to the next slide.
I'm getting very, very annoyed the moment you provoke me to speak about P. Chidambaram. He's a good friend of yours and mine. Why do we get unnecessary blood pressure goes up to 200, sir? He corrupted
the system. Only he can explain, sir. Only he can explain, sir.
The big Mr. White has become Mr. Corrupt.
Sir, speaking of corruption, corruption in any way, I think this is the name of a company. DGCA suspends official accused of taking bribe from flying schools.
So regulator takes,
Rajagopalanji has to open the door for someone. So he's just gone out to open the door. He'll be back in just one moment. He's already coming back. So let's welcome him back. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. On that, sir. I opened
no
the
sir.
Door.
No, sir. Yeah.
Now, so you take 1 hour, I will lock by the time. Yes, sir. Sorry, sir. You
sir,
can
go ahead, see, sir. Yeah. Yeah.
Corruption in any way. Director General of Civil Aviation suspended official accused of taking bribe from a flying schools. Regulator takes action against country's largest flying school. Sir, there is a corruption. There is a hand in glove. Director General of Civil Aviation approves certain schools for training of air staff, air hostess, air companies, pilots, pilot training, fitness, lot of 6 or 7 divisions are there in DGCA. Suppose there is a proverb in Tamil, Veliye Pairamer, the fence is eating away the crop. Here, DGCA, in one hand, that officer approves the number. Suppose Sri Iyer and Rajagopalan jointly form a company for logistic support of air hostess. We create a plane type of simulators and do business. And I get connivance, corruption method with the DGCA, and we get the circulars in advance. We know what is DGCA's mind and do a lot of fraudulent activities in our company and pay him a little bit. This is how Congress has introduced in their system, sir. I know one Congress leader who is owning this company. That is why Narendra Modi gone after this. Jyotiraditya Scindia day before yesterday suspended that official after DGCA proposed the file. Let us see how it is taking a shape. It's a huge scoop for P. Guru viewers, sir. Corruption in any way. Wherever you go, Indian system is corrupted by the 70 years misrule of Congress fellows. Can you believe, sir, in our next segment, we are going to discuss about National Herald, 60 crores, 70 crores, 90 crores. What a fraud. Left and rights. And right and accepts. What a joke. National Herald, Young Indian. The AJ Journal, Young Indian. And with that, now Chennai, Satyamurthy Bhavan and Congress grounds will also be auctioned, I heard. So that is why the BJP.
That has been used for a long time. Right.
And that is also one of the reasons why certain, forward-thinking chartered accountants and leaders in Tamil Nadu are approaching court. To stop that. How can you, Satyamurthy Bhavan is a Congress, Kamaraj and Bhaktivatsalam built it. Now these people, Rahul Gandhi type of thing, Mallikarjun Kharge, they are wanting to sell it. Congress grounds, it is fetching 700 crores, sir. They are sitting on a prime property. And I know if ED is going to involve himself in Congress grounds, there are 13 to 14 shops in the Congress grounds in Chennai, Tamil Nadu. Not only in Tamil Nadu, sir, everywhere. They made a profit out of that. Bhopal, Lucknow, Mumbai. They get land, they build stores, complex, office, Niche complex, say, paisa kamate. Satyamurthy Bhavan, the shops, they are paying rent of 2 rupees, 3 rupees per month. Can you believe, sir? Big fraud. Do you know what's happening? Like the previous segment, we spoke about DGCA's training school getting bribed. Here, corruption in any way, even in politics. The office bearers of Tamil Nadu Congress Committee get fat amount from the shop owners.
Of course.
And in black. And they come in television and argue for, you know, 15 lakh nahi diya hai, Narendra Modi ne. 15 lakh black money. You are bloody encouraging yourself in the black money. You are living in the thick of the black money. There is one, you know, furniture shop. The owner's son is very dear friend of mine. He told me these things, sir. Why can't the Enforcement Directorate and Income Tax raid that Congress Bhavan?
All coming, sir. Coming soon. There are bigger whales to catch, and then they'll come for the smaller whales. sir, this is very interesting.
Very interesting, sir. Talk us through this, sir. Yeah. Sindhis, Jains, Yadavs, and Muslims of Indore avoiding courts, going for mediation first. There is a new concept now introduced by the Madhya Pradesh government, sir. Somewhere in pilot project, in fact, other advocates and district authorities, those who are seeing, watching P Guru or listening to P Guru debate, they should also try to enjoy this type of mediation first. Out of 56 cases have disposed of 12, say, Sindhi Mediation Center chief. Because we go discuss it, why to waste time for advocate and money? Tariq me tariq. There is a proverb in Hindi. Date after date for Supreme Court, High Court, Delhi Court, Niche Court, Upper Court, Sitcha Court, whatever that. Why to have the tariq per tariq? As per the data available with me, with the, even it is available on the internet, you can see it, the website, Madhya Pradesh government. 49,550 civil cases are pending in Indore and 11,700 civil cases in Ujjain. So Mr. Shivraj Singh Chauhan adopted a policy, all the communities come together, let us enjoy the legal system. Justice denied is justice denied. We don't want to delay it. Sit across. Have a mediation. Compromise. Set it out. That is how it is happening, sir. It's a very interesting turn of event. P Guru viewers will love to get more from the internet, sir.
Yes, indeed, sir. Now let's take a look at what Mr. Rahul Gandhi defines the letters PM. He calls it Panauti Modi. Sir, how is Modi responsible for India losing World Cup, sir?
I can tell you, 24 Akbar Road, the AICC headquarters had a huge screen, 100 by 100, big screen in chrome, big screen. They watched that match. Mallikarjun Kharge was enjoying. He was taking some chips, something he was enjoying with all general secretaries. Because of that, India lost. So therefore, Congress is Panauti.
Sir, you should have gone and taken the fuse out, sir, from the outside.
Nani, that people will do it in 24, sir. Why do you bother? The voters will fuse it out, sir. This gentleman called Mr. Rahul Gandhi has gone a little far from certain imagination, and he cannot say Panauti of a prime minister. My feeling, the Congress lost the game, sir. The word Panauti has been trending in social media since defeat in match. Why should they do it, sir? What is the sanctity of Panauti word? Panauti word is used for the seven end of Sani, the Satan, Sade Satya, Yadar Nath Sani, Tamil me bolte. So that Panauti is the last leg of that Sanishwara Bhagawan. So he says Modi is a Sani Bhagawan. Modi will take it out, wait and see. 24 election campaign will be based on that. And that will be outsourced to Hemantha Biswa Sarma. Now comes another scoop, sir. Though many
NCRT panel. Yes, sir.
Many newspapers have published this. What I want to say this, NCRT panel recommends inclusion of Ramayana Mahabharata in school curriculum. A committee consisting of certain teaching epics like Ramayana found that Mahabharata is a very wonderful text for youngsters. So they're caricatures. If you remember, in our, when I was very young in Chennai, from Vadapalli, Chanda Mama used to come from one publishers of Kodambakkam. You remember, sir, Chanda Mama?
Yes, sir.
That booklet. Illustrated copy. Now, yeah. After 40 years, NCERT is coming because this 40 years, the Hindutva feeling, Hindu feeling, Mahabharata feeling, Ramayana feeling were all blocked by the irresponsible Congress, including Indira Gandhi, Mr. Rajiv Gandhi and others, Dr. Manmohan Singh. They all hidden that from the public young minds. Now BJP is wanting to ensure that Ramayana, Mahabharata are in the curriculum. That's a great amount of pride all Hindus will take on, sir.
Yes, indeed, sir. And next, halting Hasina, India should worry about Bangla PM's authoritarian streak. Bangladesh will be going to polls, but many opposition leaders are going to jail and one big party stays banned. Which party is this, sir?
So this Bengal-based, Bengali, Indian Bengali-based, PKU, some full name I do not know. I have to, one diplomat told me this yesterday, sir. Halting Hasina, because next year elections are being held. If you remember, in the G20 special session, Mr. Narendra Modi invited Mr. Hasina as a special guest. Yeah. India has a special reasons for that. But certain Chinese companies, certain Sri Lankan companies, certain Pakistanis, they want to halt Hasina. That is the secret of it, sir.
Thank you so much, sir. And with that, we come to a close on our slide deck. Sir, any other scoops that you want to share with our viewers?
Two, I kept it for next week, sir. Two I have. Very interesting. Okay. Two. Let us keep our viewers guessing, because our viewers, for me, I tell you, sir, our viewers are really living God for me, sir, at least. Because they encourage us, the way in which they supported you and me, that gives a tonic effect. At the age of 72, I get tonic because of our viewers. There are negative feelings also which we have to undertake, because that's a democratic way. How we do research on certain things, that is why you and me have a capsule format, a new journalism we introduced. It is attracting the mindsets of youngsters also.
Yojo, thank you so much.
Yojo, thank you. Namaskar. Thank you.